Selling illegal guns through Facebook, a risky business. Making and selling illegal guns is a risky business, especially when your customers are largely vocational college students and other teenagers. Trying to expand your market through Facebook only increases the risk, since police regularly monitor the internet for illegal activities. Thus, Witiya Chai Awari, 32, and Surya Koksombat, 25, should not be too surprised that they are in a Bangkok jail today. An undercover police officer posing as a customer contacted Mr. Witiya on the internet to buy weapons. Mr. Witiya turned up for the meeting with the guns in Prahoyutin Soi 55 and was immediately arrested, police said. Police later searched his apartment in Bangkhane District and found a large quantity of firearms, including a homemade Thai Pradit gun, a pen gun, two grenades, and more than 100 rounds of ammunition. Mr. Witiya said he was the salesman selling on Facebook weapons made by Mr. Surya, police said. According to police, he told them he checked the backgrounds of potential customers before adding them to his list of friends and accepting firearms orders. Police later arrested Mr. Surya at a house in Khong Samwa District, where gun-making equipment was also seized. Mr. Surya is a highly skilled gun-maker, police said. The suspect said he repaired and reconditioned homemade guns for a fee. He said he had made guns to order for 7 months, selling them for between a few thousand baht to over 10,000 baht each. His customers included many vocational college students and teens, and he had sold about 100 guns, police said. Police Superintendent, Police Colonel Tiwa Sopacharun, said Mr. Surya had set up his own Facebook page using an alias. He said police will try and recover sold guns and customers could face charges of possessing illegal firearms. The pair were charged with the production and trading of firearms.